broke my new iPhone.
That's not an iPhone.
You sped by, you startled me, I dropped it, and now you owe me a new iPhone.
No, I'm not getting you a new one.
This woman dropped her phone, and she accused this guy of doing so. But she didn't know that he was recording for his safety.
Ow!
What are you doing?
You pushed me over.
No, I haven't moved, and I have your camera.
Smart man. Imagine if he wasn't recording. Things would have been bad for him. Always record and never resort to violence, brothers. Let the recording speak for itself. In this store, this woman, with no shame, spat on a guy. But the police got involved, and she regretted doing so.
That's a typical man. Typical man to say that.
Ma'am, no weapons on you or anything like that?
No, here.
No. That's okay. Stand up for me, please.
No.
And just make sure you don't have any weapons.
Look, I don't even have
pockets. I don't know. Turn around. I don't want to touch you.
I don't have a pocket.
Great. Under arrest for battery.
She was arrested for battery, and you could see the instant regret.
I didn't do any battery.
No, when you spit on people, that's battery.
No, I did not. Listen, he verbally abused me.
Well, that doesn't give you the right to spit on him.
Exactly. Just because someone says something we don't like, that never gives us the right to do bad things.
Guess what? You verbally abused me as soon as I got here. Did I spit on you? You're under arrest for battery.
Good job to the cop who handled the situation calmly and professionally.
No, yep, definitely doing that.
That purse.
Yeah, they're handcuffs. They're not for comfort.
Can I take my purse?
Absolutely. Come on.
Oh, please, don't. No,
oh, no, you're definitely going to jail. Let's go. Walk.
Unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
Can I leave my car here?
That's absolutely fine, sure.
Yeah, this is unbelievable.
Yep.
Watch how she regrets it and instantly starts apologizing to the guy she spat on.
Unbelievable, officer, this is unbelievable. Well, I'll get a good attorney.
God bless you.
Yep, God bless me, God, because I'm a Christian.
Christians don't talk like you.
No, but you know what?
No.
I just went through, can I put that in my purse, please?
I need to collect your property. You are a prisoner now. I need to collect your belongings.
I've never been a prisoner.
Well, you are tonight.
Our actions always have consequences, and she learned it the hard way tonight.
Please, don't.
You're going to jail.
Please.
Open your hand. What is this?
It's my Kleenex.
Okay, so let it go.
Well, can you give me a Kleenex? Officer, please help me.
Just they said a desire for prosecution?
No. 2 seconds ago.
They said no now? Because
yeah.
They told me yes.
They told me no.
Confirm
please,
for
please
me.
Don't
or.
Do this.
To her luck, the guy she spat on decided not to press charges. That is a man we can always respect. That is a forgiving man. Imagine forgiving someone who did such an act. It takes a bigger person to forgive someone with a noble heart.
I'm sorry. I apologize. I'm not a racist. I have friends that are Muslim, okay? I have friends that are Muslim.
Racism is one of the worst things in the world, and in my opinion, it's unforgivable.
Well, they're handcuffs. They're not for comfort.
Well, I've never had handcuffs.
So that's a no. Okay, so those same Muslims that you were talking to just decided your fate and they elected to not prosecute.
God bless you.
So basically, the guy she spat on was a Muslim, and he had her fate in his hands and decided to forgive her. God bless that guy.
Yeah, God bless them, because if it was up to me, you'd be going to jail.
Come on, officer, please.
But they decided, as a victim, that you were not going to jail.
Oh.
I suggest you watch your mouth because the particular group that you decide to mouth off to were professional or nice. Some people might kick you in your face and then we're going to come pick up the pieces.
Exactly. It could have been way different if it was the wrong person.
So I suggest you watch your mouth.
This officer saw me last night. He knows I'm not a bad person. He
I don't think he...
I don't know you.
The denial is crazy. I don't know why people can't admit their mistakes. Wow. The world is so messed up. Avoid them, all of them.
Free speech is dead. Excuse me, didn't do anything. You don't like the words coming out of my mouth. No, we're not coming off. Then you're gonna have to take everyone off.
Honestly, that is just selfish. She caused a scene and refused to get out. So the whole flight got canceled and innocent people were late.
Do you guys see what's happening in America? You didn't like what he said, and now we get kicked off a plane. And all of you all are going to have to wait. This is outrageous. You guys, we're going to turn into China.
You can tell how everyone is fed up. No one wanted to listen to that.
I am suing you? What is your name, sir?
We didn't do anything.
We did nothing.
I feel bad for her husband.
Hi, guys.
What?
Yeah, I'm feeling you.
Because you're the reason we're getting kicked off.
Gene, when I'm getting off.
That's a bunch, my friend.
Excuse me. It's our anniversary. No.
The person was on the aircraft was not cooperating. We're going to have to get everyone off the aircraft and then report as soon as the sheriff gets here. We do apologize.
What did we do? Can you tell me what we did? Listen, you got to get off the plane.
I feel so bad for the passengers who had their flight delayed. This woman came uninvited to this man's door very late at night, and you won't believe the reason behind it.
Could you possibly turn off the lights?
Journey, it's 1:30 in the morning. I have to work. You're ringing my doorbell like you're crazy.
Yeah, I'm crazy because I am so
tired. I'm going to call the police because this is fucking unacceptable. I can't even have my lights on. Those lights aren't bothering nobody. You're fucking harassing me.
So basically, she complained about his door lights. But the problem is she lives on top of his house. So how is that possible to bother someone?
No. I can't sleep because of those lights.
That's ridiculous. My lights are below your window.
No, they're right in my window.
Journey, the night. If you come over here again, I'm calling the police.
This guy was cleaning his outdoors with a pressure washer, and watch what this lady had to say.
Yeah.
You guys are the worst neighbors. I have lived here for 30 years. You're the worst neighbors I've ever had. Do you know how loud that is?
That's how it's supposed to be. There are many ways to ask someone politely, and asking with an attitude will never do anyone good.
And the water is going into my yard.
Are you joking me right now?
No, I'm not joking. My little Bernie won't even go outside because he is terrified. He just shoo-shooed on my Victorian rug.
What the hell is a shoo-shoo?
He relieved himself, and I'm sending you the bill.
So basically, her dog peed in her house, and she wants to hold this man accountable just because he's cleaning his house on a perfectly good day. This is why sometimes it's best to live alone in a good penthouse in the forest.
Lady, I know what you need to do. You need to back up off of my porch, go down the stairs, and go back over there and get with your dog. I don't know where the shoo-shoo is. I don't know what you're doing.
I'm
about to pressure wash his dress off.
Sometimes you need to remind someone when they cross the line, especially if they want to trespass. It is best to call and let the cops handle it. He should absolutely press charges. Social media has taught this generation that they can be disrespectful all they want without consequences.
He just sat down. This isn't his seat. He's sitting in the seat that's not his.
How do you know it's not his? What makes
because
you say
I know that?
That
it's not his.
This woman accused this man of taking a seat, but that seat was his. Watch how she regrets it.
Can you please check and make sure that he goes back to his seat?
Ma'am, this is his. I checked them all in on the way in. This is his seat. He belongs here. He paid for this.
No, sorry, he doesn't belong in the seat. No, he's probably right back there. He's just trying to take a seat that was open. No, I paid a lot for his seat.
The problem is she already had her seat, and yet she wanted his too.
No.
Let's calm down.
I need you to please, can you get him out?
The fight hasn't even started. Okay, let's calm down. Let's get this figured out.
I'm not calm. You're not doing anything about it.
What does she want him to do?
There's nothing for me to do.
This isn't about you.
Ma'am.
What?
It's okay.
Can you please just do your job and remove him?
You can see that the man hasn't spoken a word. And that is not out of weakness. It is choosing to not care and get involved in the conflict.
I don't understand why this is so difficult. This is first class. Please treat me like it.
We have a solution here, okay? We just found another open seat.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
When he said another seat was available, she thought the man next to her was going to move. But in reality, she was the one who had to move.
We're going to have to take the seat.
What?
So you're going to have to come back here.
No, I'm not moving seats.
We're
going
to go back to coach.
No. Or, I paid so much money for this seat. This is my seat. Yeah.
She could have avoided this by minding her own business, but she had to ruin it for herself.
No, go to the back.
If there's an extra seat,
get her out of here.
No, absolutely not.
If you don't like this, either you can come back and take this seat, or you can leave the plane.
No, I'm not leaving.
Those are your only two options. Let's go. Come on.
You can tell how everyone was relieved that she was gone because she was just making a scene.
Let's go.
No, I'm not leaving. No! Oh my God. That is wrong! How dare you? How
dare you?
This woman got angry because that guy got the ball before her at the stadium and lost her control.
I am never eating here again! No, my purse! My purse!
My apologies to minimum wage workers who deal with this stuff daily.
Do that again? I was delivering my pizza, and what were you saying?
Get out of here.
Why?
This is private property and you're trespassing!
I don't know if they understand the meaning of private, because to my knowledge, the street is public.
I'm delivering a pizza.
Get out.
Jesus Christ.
Not a request.
What is wrong with you?
What she did next is disgusting. She spit on him. And with due respect, that is childish, and he needs to press charges.
Will you please get out of my way? Are you serious?
Get out.
Can't eat that.
That's a chicken.
No, you're not allowed to eat meat.
What are you talking about?
Is that for the environment?
It's great that he recorded everything. This woman is a vegan and started to scream at that man for wanting to buy chicken from the store, and that is unacceptable.
I'm going to take it from you.
No, you're not.
I'm going to take it for you.
Stop.
Are you filming me?
Yeah, I am.
Stop.
Hey. Okay, can I just have my card back, please?
No, not if you're buying meat, you anti-vegan moron.
Okay, who cares?
I do.
If you get into a conflict, brothers, always record to have evidence when you file a report, and never resort to violence. Let the law take its course.
I'm just taking some pictures of this scratch.
Okay, yeah, okay, but we've not scratched it.
This woman wanted to accuse this guy of scratching her car, but the way he used his brain to expose the truth was brilliant.
Look how close you are to my car. You must have scratched it.
What do you mean, look how close?
Look, it's ridiculous. You're so
okay, look,
close.
But look, look, I'm in the bay, yeah? You're not in your bay.
I don't care. You have scratched my car. When I parked this car, there was no scratch on it. There's a scratch on it now.
So, the first remark he made was that she was parked wrong.
But I'm saying,
I want your insurance details as well, please.
Yeah,
I mean,
I've
taken a picture of your number plate.
No, but like what I'm saying, yeah, if there's a scratch on your car, how come there's not a scratch on my car? And what
you
I'm saying
must
is,
have, you must
yeah, we're
have damaged
close,
it more.
Yeah?
You must have
like,
damaged it more.
But like we're
did.
In the bay. I'm in the bay, you're not in the bay.
Exactly. If he did scratch it, the marks would be on his car too.
You're gonna see the mark on this car.
Exactly,
no.
Exactly.
My car's well, not big enough.
Honestly,
to
when I parked, there was no scratch on this car. I'm still taking the pictures. I am
taking
the pictures.
You can hear the pictures, but like I'm not giving you any details. I've not hit your car.
I don't care, you don't need to give me details. I can get all your details from your insurance company.
Yeah, but look, there's no scratch on my car though.
No evidence.
Thank you.
This is what happens when you try fooling someone smart. God bless this man.
Hey, that's not fresh.
No.
If that was fresh, you'd see a little bit of paint peel. That's not fresh. That's been
yeah,
there for
yeah,
a while.
Yeah, that's true.
And then, like, you're over here trying to accuse us of doing it. You know that's been there before, isn't it?
Yeah.
The embarrassment is crazy.
You said, yeah, you knew it was there before.
This guy had a normal conversation with a woman, but she did something cruel, and take a look to see.
Tommy, talk to me. What happened?
No, it was just a very... Okay, so I was getting ready to empty the garbage.
Did you get that from her?
Yeah.
So what happened?
She walked by with all this, and I was exerting some, what I thought, dry humor.
Uh-huh.
So the cart passed by, and I go, she's very thirsty. I said it to him.
So basically, he was saying a joke that seemed normal, but the way she reacted to it was bad. And that was wrong. As you can see, it was necessary to blur this man's face.
And she goes like this, and then she comes up to me, and I don't remember if she said anything, but I thought she, oh, do you want to mess with me, or something of that nature. And I thought she was joking, like she was going to pretend to hit me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you want to mess with me, you know, kind of like that. So I just stood there, and then she actually made contact and punched me.
Unfortunately, this man got hurt. And this is so sad to see.
With what hand?
With, I believe, her right hand.
Once? And that's how you're
bleeding? Yeah.
Alright. Do you want to press charges on her? Do you want to get arrested?
Well, you know, she... Like, I'll probably be okay, but I'm thinking she can't keep doing this.
Exactly. People shouldn't get away with hurting others.
I get that. Can I at least get your ID, Tommy?
Huh?
Can I at least get your ID?
I mean, then I don't need this. I got enough going on. And I was actually just trying to be friendly. And not even really to her. Just to anybody who was going out.
Imagine, he was just trying to be friendly and got this in return. And even when the cop asked him if he wanted to press charges, he considered not doing it. If anyone else were in his place, they would have pressed charges.
I mean, you might want to ask her what I said. Maybe she thought I said something else. It's like, wow, she's really thirsty.
So you said...
You know, it's kind of like, wow, she's really thirsty. But I'm...
So you said, wow, she's really thirsty, and she said, what, are you trying to mess with me? And then that's when she punched you in the
something
face?
Something to the effect of that, yeah.
I hope this man is better. Justice for him.
Away from me! What the are you doing?
This man was blind, and this is how this woman treated him. That was sad to watch.
Why do you keep walking up to me, sir?
I'm just trying to get my cart. What
this
was...
is not your cart.
Trust me, it costs $0 to be kind.
Leave me alone. Why do you keep following me? It's honestly so creepy, and I'm gonna call the cops.
These guys were trying to help her out because something was sticking out of her car, but she acted this way.
No.
Because you guys aren't leaving me alone, and that's why women can't go out in the world by themselves because of guys like you.
What?
Okay? So stop following me.
You have? Oh, like, I don't know if you have like a like gas problem. You have a thing hanging out of your car.
When she finally came to her senses, she regretted being rude to them and drove away.
What are you talking about?
There's literally a gas hose hanging out of your car. No one's being creeped. Oh.
This is so embarrassing. She didn't even thank them. She just had no words and drove off without saying thank you or sorry.
Damn, Troy.
Hey!
No, you gotta pay for that.
It's hard, dude.
I got you on video doing it, too.
So this woman started eating without paying, and this guy couldn't stand by and watch without telling her what she was doing was wrong.
Oh my God, I'm sorry!
You saw that, my peoples? You saw that? That's assault, you know that? Okay, she threw a cup of water with ice to my camera.
Okay.
Look, right, were you standing on water, you see? As soon as she threw the ice and the water, I just dried up my camera. Hopefully when I finish the video, it's not damaged.
As you can tell, that sure didn't look like an accident.
She wet me as well and hit me with the ice as well.
Okay.
I want to press charges. I'm not injured, but she, I want to press charges.
Okay, do you have ID on you?
Always press charges if someone does something similar to you, because you have rights.
What? You alright there, love?
Do you know what you're doing here with your engine idling?
No, what?
You are polluting the atmosphere.
Really?
You're just sitting here without a care of the world.
Okay.
Fumes from this car are going in through all the windows and all the ventilation.
The fumes from this car, yeah?
That's clearly an electric car.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Well, you do know that, like, this car's electric, right?
Ha ha ha. Yeah. You try and
It's an electric car.
La-di-da-di-da, just to cover up your crimes.
It is really an electric one.
You're sitting in the car with the engine running. You're polluting the atmosphere. That is a crime now.
How is it a crime?
Because you are sending
untold
nasty emissions of poison all over this area.
That's not how an electric car works.
As you're talking to me now, you are sitting there with your engine running.
And you're sat there with a hat.
Atmosphere.
It's an electric car.
Yeah, no, you've got a child in the back there.
Love it. It's an electric
car. Do you know
what
you're doing to that child? You've got the window open talking to me, as you would, of course.
But I'm saying it's an electric car, though.
It's not an electric car.
Look at this. This is crazy.
I met my first Karen. I'm thinking if I should run her over, bro.
I'm driving.
She wouldn't even let him drive. That is not good.
I'm driving. I'm driving, lady.
Again, I will say it. Always record, because sometimes, if not recorded, it's going to be hard to prove your innocence.
Okay, young man. That was very disrespectful, the way that you just drove.
I'm 35
years old.
I am not a young man. I'm a grown-ass man.
Well, then you should know better.
Just from driving next to her, she was offended at this young biker. This woman started an argument with this gentleman, and this pilot handled the conflict in the best way.
Just a second. Hold on a second. Okay. I need to get this flight out. Okay? So we need to get our stuff together here. What's this to be the problem? So you tell me first.
She is the problem. I was sitting there right here. I can't even have my charger put in right here. She came on for my charger.
So he went to the restroom, and she took his place. This pilot wanted nothing more than to fix this, but she tested him.
Look at it. Okay. What is it you get problems?
I asked him to get up because he wanted me to crawl across to get in my seat. So I asked him if they'd get up, and I didn't feel comfortable crawling across their legs. So they got up.
She's willing to switch seats for me. I have no problem.
Another person offered her his seat, but she still made a scene.
Ma'am, you're 30 seconds from getting off the plane. I am not. No. I don't want to hear it. Okay. I need to get this fly out. We're going to have to lighten up. All right.
His purpose was to get it under control.
If I hear anything else, you're coming off. It's just simple. No, ma'am. I don't want to hear it.
Excuse me.
What do you
Excuse
want?
Me.
Yes.
Roll down, please.
He better keep the window up.
I'm not rolling. Who the hell
Sir,
are you?
Sir, this you... is private property.
Sure,
this
I'm in London, mechanic. So what?
Sir, hey, listen to me. This is a, do you have a permit to be here?
It's none of your damn business.
Okay, sir, we pay a lot.
Step away from my car.
Just because you want to talk doesn't give anyone the right to tap on the window like that.
Sir.
Step away from my car.
Sir, my American tax dollars pay for this permit. This is a private lake. Y'all don't look like you're supposed to be here.
I'm more American like you. Get out of here.
Sir.
No, don't stare at me.
Sir.
Hey, don't you dare touch my car.
Oh my God, babe, just go.
Don't you dare, huh? Calling the police, you say I hit you?
She even lied to the cops. Thank God he recorded that.
Yes.
You're filming everything, right?
The man just struck me. I'm at my low.
She's lying, then you...
And he just struck me.
She's a liar!
Hey! Hey! Open up! What do you think?
Ma'am, I'm making a delivery, okay?
I
have to deliver pasta. Okay,
so this young man wanted to deliver food, but this woman couldn't let him do his job. And got the cops involved.
I don't have to give you my ID.
Who are you delivering to?
Oh my God, I don't have time for this.
Hey! No.
What? Are you serious? Get away from my car.
You're not leaving the bus.
Are you serious?
You're gonna have to run me over, okay?
Oh my God. Okay, all right. You don't need to call the cops.
I'm 2601.
Oh my God. Ma'am.
Yeah. That is 20.
I'm just trying to deliver pasta.
Yes, and I have a man here who just tried to run me over.
No, I didn't try running you over. Yes.
It is a serious crime to make false accusations, and he could sue her.
Yes, he's driving a white Dodge Dakota Sport.
Oh my God.
I don't know what year it is. Really
ma'am, I'm trying to deliver pasta, okay?
Yeah, and he is God, here in my neighborhood.
I got it.
He's trying to say that I'm causing a scene.
She is causing a scene.
But he's actually intimidating me, and he's a criminal. Yeah.
Are you serious?
Those accusations can be serious if he decides to press charges.
Yeah. If you
are you serious?
Down, that would be great. Yeah. Yeah, I'm very threatened for my life. I am so threatened for my life.
Oh my God. I can't believe this is happening. Ma'am, get off of the phone with the cops, okay? You can talk with them when they're here.
Are you kidding me? You want to tell a woman what to do? Really? Really?
Oh my God.
You want to tell a woman what to do?
Ma'am, I'm just trying to deliver this pasta.
Deliver something. Okay, well, why don't you deliver that?
Are you serious?
Deliver that.
Huge respect for this man for controlling himself in this crazy encounter.
You want it inside?
Are you serious? What's
you want it inside, buddy, okay? First, you honked my conversation, which scared me, which caused me to hang up on the police. Like, what is wrong with you, seriously?
Ma'am, I'm just trying to deliver some pasta. It's pasta. It's right here.
What pasta, buddy, huh? What kind of pasta?
I don't even have to tell you. You can see it through the window.
Is it because you can't pronounce it? Is that why?
What are you talking about?
I'm just saying, look at the color of your... Never mind.
Are you serious right now?
No, I'm just saying that this is a very exclusive HOA, and people like you don't deserve to be here.
Ma'am, as you can see, I got pasta, I think Caesar salad.
What do you got? Honest.
Some people just don't have anything to do and go out and embarrass themselves on social media.
Wait till the cops show up, buddy. You're done. You're done. They're gonna arrest you.
For what? For what? What am I doing that's illegal? What am I doing that's illegal?
What are you doing? You're doing, I don't know. You're not giving your identity.
This next clip will show the consequences a woman faced when she called the cops for false accusations.
Who called the police and said someone had a gun?
I called the police and said it looked like he had something that looked like a gun.
Okay, well, we need you to come outside and talk to us. That's a very serious accusation.
I know. It looked like he had a gun in his back pocket.
Someone said he has a gun.
I said it looks like he has a gun in his back pocket. They said, where is it? I said, it looks like it's in his back pocket.
So, a YouTuber was doing a prank outside, and she didn't like that. And decided to call the cops on him, giving them false information, not knowing that this has serious consequences.
Because he says he's just out here recording. So what's the issue?
He was taking video and pictures of the school kids, and so I brought my dog out here to go pee, and I saw something in his back pocket.
Ma'am, my problem too with this whole situation is, if you're the one calling, is why are you hanging up on our call takers?
I was coming out here to see what was going on.
Okay, I understand if you thought he had a weapon, I'm fine with that, but because he doesn't have a weapon at all.
Oh, thank God.
No, it's not. You cannot generate a response like that and hang up on our call takers. It's so far from okay.
It's crazy how some people think they can outsmart cops when they forget that police officers always have high IQs.
If you were that scared, why would you keep coming back outside? This response that you got today is ginormous for a guy who's just recording people and trying to get under people's skin.
Is that what he's doing? I just told them, please get someone out here immediately.
Ma'am, we read what you guys told them, and okay. It wasn't that. You said, yes, he has a gun, and he has a gun. Yes, he does, and he placed it in his bag. I just saw him.
Cops are trained to detect a liar, and she faced the consequences of lying to the cops.
Are you insurance or are you police?
I'm just recording a scene.
Pardon me?
I'm just recording a scene.
Well, you're not going to.
You're not going to.
This is our family. And you don't have permission.
If you guys have an issue, the officer's right over there.
I'll get the officer.
That's fine. I'll stay here.
We have the right to say no. You have no permission.
A man can perfectly record and document outdoors.
Put his face anywhere. I will sue you and you will never have anything. You better remember that in the state of Texas, it is against the law for somebody to take a picture of a minor. Of a minor without their permission, without a parental permission. You do not have that. No. I hope you're recording this, sir. Yeah.
They also forgot that, according to law, a man can record outside for safety reasons.
Good. That's fine. Smile for the camera, sweetie.
You guys are gonna look wonderful on YouTube. We don't wanna do that. Trust me, we don't wanna do that.
Yeah, that's what she did. Just take a picture of him, just walk away. Because the police said it came out and the police officers coming.
What's he driving?
This guy right here.
Hold on. Hey, calm down.
He's allowed to film.
And a cop will remind them of that.
Even minors?
Yes. They're in public. There's no expectation of privacy. I need y'all. Hey. Let me deal with it. You guys are fine to film. You guys go over there. You're taking my attention away from dealing with your kids and your family because he's doing what he's allowed to do.
There you go. The cop reminded them. And they were shocked and embarrassed by the fact. Huge respect to this lady. And later, they will come back and apologize, hoping he would delete the footage. But it won't work.
I do apologize. Sincerely, I am sorry about that. Please don't film me. I'm
just saying, like, you guys came crazy at me earlier, so you understand why.
I understand.
Well, at least she admitted her mistake.
Hi, excuse me. What are you doing here?
Minding my own business.
You don't think we know what you're doing?
What am I doing?
I don't know. You tell me.
You sound like you know what I'm doing, but I don't think you know what I'm doing. I'm just sitting here.
It's crazy that some people would bother you for literally doing nothing.
I'm allowed to sit here.
You know, I see you pull up here all the time.
So?
Someone gets in the back of your car.
So?
Sits there for 5 minutes and then gets out and
so?
You leave. What are you guys doing?
Chilling.
I really don't think so.
Don't worry about it.
Okay, well, I am worried about it. I live in this neighborhood and, you know, it's up to me to make sure that my neighbors and myself are safe.
Correction. It's up to law enforcement. Not you.
And
we're safe. Everything's fine. Yeah, I'm filming you. You sound look like a nutcase coming up to my car like that.
Okay, well, I'm going to call the cops on you because...
Please do.
Okay, well, you're so suspicious and we know what you're up to, so you should just get out of here. We don't want you here.
Fine, call them. I don't care.
Okay,
I will. I'm just chilling.
Okay, cool. You might as well just put that hood down because...
I'll leave it up.
I have to identify you.
I'll leave it up. No problem.
I don't know what goes through people's heads sometimes.
No, take the hood down. Who are you?
You don't
What's
have,
your name?
I'm not telling you anything. You're not
Why?
The cops.
Yeah, I'm not the cops, but I live here.
You're bothering me. You're bothering me. I'm just sitting here minding my own business, and you're okay, coming up in here asking me questions, being all interrogated and stuff.
So
all you can do is call the cops. To call the cops, you can make a citizen's arrest by calling the cops. That's it. Go do it.
If she calls the cops for no reason, she's the one getting arrested.
Okay, cool. Maybe I will. But, I mean, do you want to go through all that trouble? I mean, it just seems
it's
like...
It's no trouble for me.
It's ridiculous. What are you doing in
here? You're causing trouble. I'm just sitting here.
I'm causing trouble.
You're causing trouble.
What are you doing here?
I'm sitting here.
You're in my neighborhood.
I can legally be parked here and sit here in my car and relax.
I mean, I don't know actually if you can.
Yes, he can. Trust me.
Do you know if you can?
Yeah, I know I can.
I think you need to leave.
I have a license to operate a vehicle, and I can park it here.
We don't want you
here. It's registered.
Go.
I'm not breaking any law.
Get out of here.
You're losing your mind. Who are you to tell me what to do?
I'm a resident of this neighborhood.
So what? What if I'm a resident of this neighborhood?
You're
you wouldn't
not.
Know.
I don't recognize
How do you,
you
know?
I do not recognize you.
Are you a resident of this neighborhood?
I know every
What's your name?
Here.
What's your address? What's your information?
Why
don't you tell me what you're asking me?
You're not even from here.
This guy just wanted to relax, but it didn't go as planned. Well, guys, that was all for today. We'll be back soon.